Hey, After Buzzers, welcome back to the Grey's Anatomy After Show. Tonight we're talking lamb babies, Link and Amelia's love connection, and what do our parents pass on, so don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
AfterBuzz.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Grey's Anatomy After Show. Tonight's episode was episode 17. And Dream of Sheep, appropriately titled. So I'm here today with just one co-host, but my lovely co-host, Elena.
Elena's here. I'm so excited to be back. I was sad I missed last week. Yeah. And I mean, good timing, because tonight's episode was on the upper side.
It was.
Of the season, so I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, and as always, I'm your host, Krista Flengy. But yeah, so you liked tonight's episode? It was better?
I liked it. I mean, okay. I liked the episode as a whole, mm-hmm. but there were things that were going on that I wasn't a fan of. But the fact that there was something happening in the show that was making me like react, finally, this is what I love, this is what I need, this is what I want.
Yeah.
So definitely so excited that there's some things happening. You know?
Yeah, I appreciated that too. I felt like we had some action going on. There was stuff we weren't expecting to happen, which we'll get into, like love connections kind of going. Not necessarily that we're happy about them, but they're happening and we're going to see what happens.
As everyone's coming into the chat room, I already know that you guys know how I feel about tonight's episode when it comes to love connections, because
she had some reactions during the show, so we'll get to it. But let's start out with the big lamb baby drama. There was so much, we really saw that come to fruition tonight, and then we had it and then it was gone.
I mean, I think they set us up for that a little bit, because we were introduced to the lamb baby, but they always had us with some kind of skepticism. You know what I mean? Like from the beginning, as soon as Papa DeLuca came back, we were skeptical.
Yeah.
And we never really were on his side about the baby in the bag. I mean,
I agree.
Wasn't.
I think everyone was nervous. Even Mare was kind of like, I don't know, be cautious.
But I think that's why we were nervous. Yeah. Because she was, since
she's not behind it,
then a lot of us are like, I don't know. And I'm actually curious. So if you're in the chat right now, go ahead and debate on if you were Team DeLuca,
yes,
or Team Meredith, if we could put it that way, just as far as it comes to baby in the bag. Because mm-hmm. I was on the fence for it. So when it failed, or
I was kind of like figures.
Yeah. I was like, we knew something was happening.
Yeah, I was totally here for them trying it, but like discreetly and us not doing anything that, but the way he did it, he just reacted how we assumed he would, and it failed because of that.
So I think what makes me sad though about the situation is I don't know if he actually has a mental, like I don't know
or is he just angry?
Yeah, I don't know if he is bipolar or if he's just super stubborn, mm-hmm. and doesn't know how to control his feelings.
Yeah.
So I'm a little sad that we didn't get more into that. And then obviously if you have a baby that's about to die and you're working on a project that can save it, you're going to get passionate about it. You're going to get angry about it because you're going to want to save the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So even how the show panned out in that aspect, we didn't get to see, like,
I agree. I want to dive more into his mental illness, because everyone's like, you had it. It happened when that car came in and everyone died. But he just seems so angry to me. So like, are you bipolar and that's your emotions just run high? But
that conversation with DeLuca, the conversation that he had at that point about trying to save other people.
It's like you're delusional, yeah.
So in that instance, I saw it, because we were finally getting something tangible when it came to mm-hmm. his situation. But even that just happened so fast. And I was sitting there trying to remember, okay, am I forgetting something in a past episode? Am I forgetting? And nothing came to me.
No, I feel like that's the most detail we got about the incident. We knew there was an incident, and that when him and Meredith were in the elevator, they kind of talked about it, but they didn't like go into detail about why, you know, what was so wrong with him, just that there was that accident and a lot of people died.
Do you think that he talked about it way before, like when he first came?
If he did, I don't remember. Did people in chat mention? I think that was the first time we really got a sense of who his dad was that scene in the elevator, and then again when he came.
Yeah, no one knows yet, but Tanya definitely agrees with us, mm-hmm. Tanya Murphy, about how everything was just rushed. Like, that whole situation was rushed.
It was.
It was just, so we didn't even have time to live in it.
I know, that's what kind of, because it was such a cool idea, and I mean, maybe we'll see more of it. I don't know if it's gone, if we think it's but it was, he effed up real bad. So, you like, know, can you come back from that?
You know what was cool that they didn't use? So outside of him messing up and talking to the patient, which broke my heart because that already that made it
so
hard.
So hard.
What was pretty cool, though, is that Papa DeLuca was working on this baby in a bag project. And then you have people like Karev, who was in peds, and you have Karina, who, like, you know, helps, like, and then Teddy's back. So you just have all of these people around who are in that field. Like, the only other person who would have made it, like, made me light up in this situation would have been, what's Healy name? Oh my gosh.
Healy, Arizona?
Arizona.
Oh, like, Arizona would have loved this.
If Arizona would have popped in, I heard you guys have a baby in a bag.
I'm here for it.
That would have made me feel, like, feel at home.
She would have had to return for an episode for that. That, like, would have been amazing. Yeah. Healy, yep. No, I just, this whole, that's what I think was so hard about this is, so obviously we have Lizzie. She's the 22-year-old patient. Her and her boyfriend come in and she's 5 months pregnant, we find out. But what was so hard about this is you had the baby in the bag going on, and then obviously you have Teddy, who's also pregnant and is her over her doctor, and then Owen, who's, you know, trying to oversee everything and control everything. But then, yeah, you have all of these people who are so excited about this baby in the bag, but the way everything happened, and you have that patient right there, but you can't do anything about it because you don't have approval. And the moms isn't enough in that case, because then you face lawsuits and it's just so frustrating.
I almost thought that Karev, because you know his heart.
Yeah.
Karev has such a big heart. I almost thought that in that moment he was going to say, forget it. Let's just put the baby in the bag. And I was like, okay, no, but we don't want the hospital to go under again. I don't want to lose.
Especially since he's chief.
Yeah.
He really grew up, because I thought for sure he was going to do something that he shouldn't.
Exactly. He always does.
Yeah.
But because he gets so invested. So I was really proud of Karev, actually, for standing his ground and saying no. Obviously, very sad that the baby had to die. What I do wish, though, with the situation is that they gave us a little bit more time to connect with Lizzie. And her, like, you know what I mean? So it's like she came in, she was doing well, and then overnight, there was more bleeding. She had to get a hysterectomy?
Hysterectomy.
Yes.
I know. They didn't give us enough character development with her, because there's so much that tied in with our characters on her medical problems. So we were focused on the lamb and, like, Teddy and how she was reacting and how Owen felt about it. But if we got more between her and her, like, we got nothing from the husband, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Except for when the baby came. Do you feel like Owen was overdoing it in this situation with
Teddy?
I feel
like he gets real controlling. He did it with Amelia, which we saw. And it's just, I get that he's nervous and, you know, she's carrying his baby. But, like, also, Teddy's a doctor. It's her job. And she's a grown woman. And she knows if she can handle something, you know?
The fact that she had to keep saying, I got this. Mm-hmm. I'm okay. Like, I can do this. You're almost making it worse. Because even if I am trying to work and just focus on saving this woman and her baby, you're not allowing me to do that. You're making me constantly have to look at myself. And I can't focus like that. So it was annoying me. And I'm not even the damn doctor.
That's what I'm saying. That's what you just... And at the end, she had her moment. She finished the job. And then she went and broke down. Like, she is allowed to do after. And then she could have came to you and been like, okay, you know, I need some help. Or, like, hug me. But before that, just let her do her job. She knows if she's going to need help or not, or if she can't handle it. And obviously she could, and she did.
Right. While we're talking about the baby in a bag, I have another prediction that came true this episode.
Ooh, yes.
Because two episodes ago, I think, or maybe three, when all of this Karastik drama, Teddy drama started happening, I remember saying, Owen and Amelia are going to break up. Teddy and Owen are going to get cozy again.
I can't believe we're doing this again.
And boom, it happened.
I just can't believe we're going down this road with them again. I can, because it's Grey's, but how many times?
We literally saw it unfold, guys, so just give it up for me. Yeah. However, what's interesting is it made me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I would feel differently about it, but while they were watching Lizzie and the foot rub.
Yeah, I was like, it's because it feels wrong at this point is why. I know it's baby daddy and baby mama, but it's just, we've tried it so many times, and then you go through this with Amelia, and you're literally proving Amelia right. And then I feel bad for poor Karasik, which Karasik can be a sleaze, but he loves her.
He's
really likes her.
He's so in love with her.
Yeah, and I'm like, when he walked in at the end of the episode, I was like, come on.
Well, I think I was just more disappointed because he saw them hugging, and then
he assumed
that it was, you know what I mean? So that kind of disappointed me.
Like, could he even tell she was crying?
That's what I'm saying.
From that angle?
Or could he hear it? It did look like they were caressing, but him being the douche that he is,
he should have walked up
and been like, oh, hey guys.
I got you.
Oh, group hug. Like that. Yeah. That's what he does. He usually adds that humor relief. So I felt really bad about that situation. But wow, baby in a bag.
It was something.
But the lambs were fully developed.
I know. That's why it's like this project does have a lot of promise. And it's just, I think it's hard with senior, like, DeLuca being in charge, because technically it's his idea. So he wants to be a part of it. But how do you come back from that? How would a doctor trust him after that, or a chief of a hospital, when he like goes behind their back and he's like promising patients to use it before they're even approved to?
Well, because it was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And then you have
DeLuca. I totally get his intention, but.
You have DeLuca on the other side fighting for his dad. So we've been dealing with the family drama for 2-3 episodes now. And they're just arguing and going at it. But Karina has really been trying to get DeLuca to open his eyes.
Yeah.
And DeLuca is like, you know, trying to. I don't know if he's trying to prove himself, or as far as being in a relationship with mm-hmm. Meredith, or if he's really just trying to have his dad's back, or if he wants to be a name in medicine. I'm not sure, but for it to get to this point was kind of sad. And then even after it, his reaction about how he doesn't need to be around people right now, I was like, you're so childish.
Yeah. And that's also with Karina, that poor girl, that dad is just rips her apart. That one comment about you deciding to have or be a doctor that like delivers babies when women have literally been doing it by themselves.
That
I was like, how is
me.
She still taking his crap? I'd be like, okay, bye.
That stabbed me.
And that's why I was kind of like, see, DeLuca, you haven't been, obviously she's been getting the brunt of whatever's going on with him. And
the only thing that really makes me like Karina is because when Lizzie first came into the hospital and she asked how her baby was doing, Karina told her, oh, the baby's great. She's going to be fine. And then Teddy took her outside to rip her apart.
And she took it,
and she fixed it, and she came with a new attitude, and she was there. Mm-hmm. Like, even she even saved in. Like, when Papa DeLuca was giving her false hope, she was like, I'll be able to deliver your baby, and I'll let you hold your baby.
Yeah.
So she really knows, like, she's just really grounded.
I do like her. I, like, felt like got a little more attached to her character this week. I liked what we got from her, and I appreciated her.
Yeah. Well, before we move on to the next topic, guys, we just really want to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. Like, I know that you guys love us as much as we love you, so we could really, really use your help. If you're watching at home right now on YouTube, please go ahead and give us a thumbs up and make sure you leave a comment. Also, hit the subscribe button so that you can get more of our juicy drama, gray shows, and all the other shows that are in drama. And if you're listening on iTunes, go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. Like, AfterBuzz means so much to me. I've been a part of this network for years now, and I'm blessed with opportunity after opportunity, but it would mean nothing without you guys and the support of you guys. So go ahead, give us a thumbs up, 5-star rating, or leave us a comment, and we just appreciate you and we love you so much. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, we do so much. Thank you guys.
It's
the
best.
Yeah, you're always, I love this after show in particular, because you guys are always so lively in the chat, and you always are, you're just great. So I'm glad we can share that with you.
It's going well, but well, before we move, I know we've said we were moving on, but before we move on from the baby, just the lamb dying and having one to survive and then having one that lost in the conversation that he had when the lamb died, we also just need to keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how would we have felt if the baby died? Would you have wanted to see that?
I mean, I wouldn't have, but the fact that the mom was like, it would have been a chance. It's just so tough, because then I get what DeLuca was saying at the end, where he's like, at least this way it's merciful, mm-hmm. and it's not like a science experiment gone wrong. But it would have get. I mean, if the outcome was going to be the same regardless, she had a little bit of hope, but it just would have made it harder. We don't know the outcome. That's what's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I only say that because Comrade, it's Comrade or Cornrad, I cannot see, you know, just talks about the one lamb that died, and it was kind of sad. It was like, oh, this project has promise.
Yeah.
Not there yet. Slow your roll.
Exactly. So that's why we also, it's probably best that we let it happen the way it did.
There are other things that have promise that need to slow its roll.
Yeah.
I'm not here for it.
Yeah. So while all of the lamb stuff was happening, we have Amelia and Link at the same conference. And of course, immediately, the minute they like see each other, you know where this is going.
As soon as I saw them both, I said, ew, no.
Like, yeah. I was like, no. She knew. And we all were like, oh, there's so much sexual tension. Amelia's acting so nervous. Like, why are you acting so nervous?
Like, since when? From that one hallway encounter? Yeah. And then, first of all, I couldn't even really enjoy her new haircut because while I was admiring her haircut and was like, ooh, girl, that looks good, here comes Link. And I'm like, oh, yeah, kick him off the show to bring him back as Amelia's love interest.
I know. And then the fact that, you know, obviously she got that haircut because she went through a breakup and that was her being like new woman. And then just to turn around and be like, well, there's a new guy. Let's do this.
But no, like a part of me feels like she needs to talk to Meredith about this.
I think I think she needs to do her for a second. We just got out of the very complicated Owen adoption.
Okay. And here's where it went wrong. I mean, all of it was wrong. The look, the hanging out, the getting cozy, all of it was wrong. But it went even more south when she goes, you know, this is leading to nothing, right? It's just an alternative pain relief.
Which I don't think Link feels like that.
He said I need pain relief too. Yeah. But y'all are stupid. It's not
gonna end up like that. And especially since you guys are gonna, who knows what's gonna happen with these two, but what?
One thing I do love is that Link is full of surprises.
He is.
He was a cancer patient as a child.
And I like the story we got today.
And then he walked away from medicine for a year.
Yes.
After trying to save a kid who got addicted to drugs. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
No, that story was incredible. And then obviously it relates to Amelia. So we know that's going to
piss me off.
Yeah. We know she's going to leave angry. And I was kind of like, stay in here the rest of the story. You don't know. I understand that this is a really personal topic for you, but you got to see what he's got to say. She like didn't even give him a chance. He literally had to like barge into a room and be like, listen.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, I'm now, just because you said that, I'm noticing a pattern with Amelia. So I've been giving her a lot of praise these past episodes just because of how she's been handling Owen. Mm-hmm. And Owen has just been really a wreck. Yeah. And a douche this season.
Something.
However, I am noticing that Amelia doesn't give anybody any space if they are ignorant to any type of addiction.
Yes, it's her beliefs, and she has a hard time listening to what other people have to say on those topics.
Which I get, because she's gone through it, she's lived through it. It's very personal, but I feel like she can educate so many more people if she wasn't so quick to get up and walk away.
Which, like, today, exactly. Look at how that conversation ended. It was like, you both are passionate about the same thing for different reasons. You're both on different ends of it. Why, if you work together and, like, listen to each other, especially you, Amelia, like, good things could happen. You just have to be open to it.
Y'all, okay. So, this is me, like, you know, stepping away and really fangirling because I was so heartbroken when they started kissing. Like, I feel like all of my dreams were shattered. And I know that in the chat room, you agree with me because because throughout the week, when I go back into the comments, people are like, oh yeah, I agree. Like, Mare and Luke, because DeLuca's so childish.
Yeah.
So now I feel like Meredith and Link will never get together.
Before I was kind of like, oh, you know, it's fun watching what's happening with DeLuca. But this episode, even the way he reacted, I literally wrote down childish. You're just too immature.
I said DeLuca. First of all, I wrote Delilah because I was going so fast. I was so angry. DeLuca is too childish.
Yeah, it really showed this episode. I get like things, I get you're hurt and it didn't go your way. But you took it out on Meredith. And what did he say? He was just like, tell me you told, or I told you so. And she's like, why would you think I'd say, like, that hurts?
I wouldn't even want to say that.
Like, Mare would never say that. That was not her intention. And I was like, DeLuca, you need to, I know you're upset right now, but that is just not what we do.
Lauren G in the chat already gave Amelia and Lincoln and Link a nickname.
What is it?
Leper.
Leper.
It's leopard. Like shepherd. Yeah. It's not cute. It's kind of cute.
It sounds
cute.
Like leprosy or something.
It actually really
medical.
Is kind of cute, but I'm not here for it because no. But she also is letting us know that Amelia, do you remember Amelia proclaiming her love for like, or her crushing on Link in like the first episode or
she
so?
She thought he was cute. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. She was like, who's this new, you know? I mean, I think all of the doctors are kind of like, look at this guy.
Which... Oh, because he came around the corner with a tall, handsome Asian guy.
Oh, yeah. His, yes.
They walked around the corner and we were just like,
and everyone was like, who the new guys?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Ew, but no. Yeah. No.
I mean, it's just, they can't date outside the hospital, which we've learned over the season. So I guess they just gotta recycle through. But yeah, I feel like this is gonna cause drama with, I don't know, maybe Mare, especially now that her and DeLuca are going through a rough patch and she's seen more of him. But
good for Meredith, though. Meredith deserves to feel bad for missing out on the opportunity of Link.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with that, to see if her and DeLuca make it, or if she's going to see if Amelia and Link get more serious and how she's going to react.
I think she'll be okay with it. It may be more internalized kind of pain.
Totally. Like, she wouldn't be one to be like, I missed out. I want him back now. Yeah.
It might cause a little bit of drama because Amelia is going back to, like, she was in mommy mode. And she admitted that, too. Or Link helped her admit that, how she was basically being a parent. Yes. So she was in mommy mode while Betty was around. And now that Betty's gone, it's almost like
she needs to direct her attention somewhere else.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
I know. Next episode, we should see how this all goes.
Well, okay, now I have to eat my words. I may be here for Amelia and Link if it's going to cause drama.
For DeLuca.
If it's going to cause drama for DeLuca and Meredith. And if that just means that the show gets more intense.
Yeah. No, it is. I think that's what made this episode exciting, is all of the different love triangle or like love happenings that were going on. But yeah, I need to see more of it. I'm interested to see where it goes. I also am like, DeLuca, we need to grow up a little bit here, because I did not like the way you reacted at the end of this episode.
Okay, maybe this is just a female in me. Did you also realize that the end of the episode ended with sex scenes and we haven't had that in a while?
Yeah, like hot and heavy from Maggie and Avery.
I love that.
Yeah, I was here for it. I was kind of like, oh, I like this. Which I never thought I'd say about them, but say, maybe they're starting to,
hates them.
I like that, but that's because I feel like I never get like physical, or everything that I get from them up until like a certain point was just like, Maggie's always mad or frustrated about something, and Avery's like trying to convince her not to be. And like, I like today that they were both just happy for each other and supporting each other, and then we actually got to see them like really love each other. So I liked that. I can be here for that. I can't be here for the other stuff, but I'm like, I was feeling it tonight, so they're starting to grow on me.
Were you not feeling the chiseled chin?
Oh, and I mean, Avery's always, I've always loved Avery, so anytime you get to see him in action, I'm like, yes, I'm
all here he has for to it. Do is look at the camera.
Right? Maggie's a lucky lady.
I was lucky throwing lady. Something at Avery, and I'm just going like to let you take in. That.
Yeah. No, I'm always here for Avery, so he's so fun.
It was good. We're getting more of, see, this is exactly what I mean. We're getting a little bit of what we used to get, so it makes it more fun.
Yeah, that's true. Grey's is so, it's not just the medical drama, but like the relationships are what always had us going, and they were way more steamy and like intimate back in like Mare and Dare days.
They were drama filled.
Yeah. And it was great.
So here it is. So yeah. The only reason, I'll say this once, and this is the last time, the only reason I am here for Amelia and Link is for the drama. Outside of that, drama. I want him to be with Meredith.
So we should see. We'll see what happens with that. Yeah, let us know in the chat how you're feeling about these love connections. So let's go into our final topic, which is all the parent stuff that was going on.
Brooke Davis wants us to give DeLuca a chance to mature.
Also, Brooke Davis, if that's an OTH tribute right there, I love it. That is great.
She says, as long as he puts effort into his growth, he'll be fine. Emotional maturity is key.
I feel you.
I get it. In the real world, yes. In the show world, no.
In Gray's world,
in Gray's world, it's like, no.
I feel you.
No, but in the real world, I'm here with you, Brooke.
Well, thank you, Brooke, for that. But yeah, so our last final tidbit is all of the parental stuff that was going on.
Which I love.
Yeah. And it was just, I love how Grey's always does this, where it's like a topic and so many of the doctors it relates to all of them. So while Maggie's going through her press, all about her family and genetics and how she was adopted, and now she's a doctor working with her real dad. It's just, and then we have...
That gives me anxiety, by the way. Right. Like Maggie talking about her actual parents, her foster parents, and then Richard and Ellis.
I would not be able to do that.
It's not even not being able to do it. It's just because they're so known in the medical field. Like, that's like me coming out and finally saying, oh, Beyonce's my mom.
Yeah, that. And then you have, like, your real dad still at home who's, like, listening to it, and you're trying not. So the part of me that wouldn't be able to do it is, like, I feel like I'd be hurting his feelings, but then not acknowledging Weber's feelings. And I'm like, ugh.
Well, even talking about it, because you also have Meredith, who grew up with Ellis. So no matter what you say, especially since you're saying it on camera, no matter what you say, you kind of want to be careful with it. But she handled it so well. And I love that she was getting the attention and recognition for her work. Yeah. Like, they weren't like, oh, you're the daughter of Ellis Gray. You got all her genes. It was like, no, you've worked to get here, though you may have some kind of DNA connection to this world known doctor.
Yeah.
So that's pretty awesome. But I loved how she handled it. I loved, loved, loved the color of her suit.
Well, me too.
It was so
good. Yeah.
I'm always here for a nice power suit.
Yeah, she was woman in power today.
Her hair was down to the side. Right? She just looked really good.
She looked great.
Yeah.
So she was killing it. And then, but while all that was going on, it just coincided with Joe, like, getting her DNA test results, which I like that she went to Maggie with it because she's like, hey, you can relate to this. Will you open these with me? Obviously, nothing's wrong with her.
Maggie was so nonchalant about it. She's like, oh, yeah. Okay, so.
Not sure what she's going to
do. No. Okay, good. You're great.
She was like, what if that went the other way? Oh, yes. No.
Like, what?
And I know.
I also didn't even realize you can actually do DNA to see.
Like, to find out what's going to happen to you?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Hello.
That's scary. I don't know if I'd ever want to know. But I guess it, like, helps because then you can catch it early, so. It's awesome.
The show's been leading up to Joe finding her parents, which we thought might have been Betty's parents because there was rumors swirling. So we were kind of prepared to figure out who her mom may be or who her family members may be, and we get that answer tonight.
Which is exciting.
I'm nervous.
I know. I'm excited to see more about that, and I think that's going to bring some excitement to the show, too, because we're going to get to figure all that out, like why she was put up for adoption, like if that interaction goes well, does she meet her? What's she up to now? Like, does she have siblings? We don't know. We don't
know
any of it.
I'm so nervous about it just because Joe's in a really good place outside of the drama with her ex and all the homelessness. Outside of all of that, she's in a really good place right now in her marriage, in her work. And I'm scared of the drama.
I know.
That's going to come. From this, from finding her family and knowing who her mom is, you know?
Like, do we think Kareb's going to be here for her finding him? Or her parents?
I think so. Yeah. I think he'll be supportive. Yeah. He's been surprising me this entire episode, even asking Bailey to take 2 days, you know.
That was great.
Be interim chief for 2 days so I can take my mom home. He's matured in a way that I never thought was possible.
Yeah, no, he's a different dude than he was when we first met him. Like, complete 180.
Never thought was possible.
Yeah. I love that we had a moment from Bailey, too, where she, you know, classic Bailey, puts him in line. She knows what to look for, and she has that moment with Joe's mom, and she's like, oh, she needs help. And I just love how she kind of stuck it to Al.
When she went off on him and then called him son.
Classic Bailey, it's my favorite.
I miss it. I was like, I didn't realize how much I missed her rents. I used to hate them. Because when we were, not we.
When we were residents.
When we were residents.
When we were young residents.
But when they were coming up, she used to yell at them every episode. And I used to be like, Bailey, shut up. Like, dang,
enough. She was such a powerful woman, though. So you're like, ah.
Stop yelling. Can you calm down?
But today it was great.
Because we hadn't had it in so long. Mm-hmm. She had nothing to yell about in a while. And you kind of got that interaction of Bailey being in charge and then talking to him like he's, you know, this little resident.
Yeah. I loved it.
I missed it.
I was here for it. He put her in line. Or she put him in line. He went and told his mom. He was like, you need to take over. I got to fly her back. You were right.
He got it together. But honestly, though, what we can say is Bailey is partly the reason that he is the man that he's become.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all of those harsh conversations, all of those harsh talks that she's had with him, he kind of...
Yeah.
And obviously his friends and support system, but...
Bailey was totally a mother figure to half of those, probably all of those.
To all of them.
Yeah.
All of them had parent drama.
Yeah. And she was like, I'll step in. Even Weber, too, which we got 5 seconds of Weber fish frying today.
That was hilarious to me. As soon as... When he was...
Like, what?
Okay, wait. Reversing back to the merman skin situation, which was so cool. Like, can Avery get any cooler?
Tilapia?
And... The writers did a really good job just explaining it because as I was watching it, I smelt it. I smelt the bat. Like, it was just bat. It was
very
all bat.
Central to the episode is every time someone would walk in a room, who smells?
Yeah, I was like, I smell it. And even when, even when Weber was outside of the room, I was like, please don't walk in. Please don't walk in. So I love how they made that real.
It was perfect.
But as soon as he said, well, what's happening with the rest of the fish? I was like, you know what? You are such...
Genius. No fish goes unused.
I love the fish fry, and I wanted a piece.
Yeah, that was great. I loved how they tied that all together. And I love that Avery's doing, like, making moves.
He's never stuck in any one situation. Yeah. So groundbreaking history. That
so cool.
That is cost efficient. Are our doctors in real life doing this stuff? I know.
They better be. I'm sure it's like usually they get these ideas from real life situations in the medical field, but this one's real cool.
Yeah. I'm excited. I hope this goes somewhere and he gets known, like win some kind of award. Mm-hmm. Are they not applying for the Harper Avery's anymore?
I know he couldn't because it was his namesake, but now that's all like...
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, are there not any
There's
other...
There's got to be a new... There has to be.
Something that they're fighting for.
So we got to see those. I'm sure we'll figure that out eventually. Hopefully.
It should be something.
Yeah, because he deserves it. Well, right now I know they're all like working on their individual projects for that grant. So, I mean, that one sounds the coolest. I haven't seen how the other ones have been going. We've seen like bits and pieces, like Weber's and... But yeah, but that's all going on too in the background because we haven't like seen much of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying. Oh, goodness. Okay, so what I feel like is happening is the show, because it was good, like, you know how we're getting ready for it to end for the finale?
It's picking up.
It's picking up.
That's true.
To give us something to hang on to.
Oh, yes, because they got to keep us around until next season, which...
And they're definitely going to do that.
But yeah, anything else you want to add? How's the chat doing? Anyone got anything?
Honestly, I love the chat right now because everyone is for Merling.
Are they?
That's one. We did find out that Brooke Davis is from OTH.
Yes, so
there you go.
A woman of my heart.
Comrade is kind of the only one on DeLuca's side right now. DeLuca's a great guy. He just took a really big L this episode. He had a bad day and he enjoyed Jack. I've never heard anyone call Jackson and Maggie Jaggy.
No.
That wait, is not
Jaggy. I think I have a couple times.
That's not cute.
Yeah.
Is it Jaggy or Jaggy?
Jaggy, right? Ew. Yeah, I don't know. But I've heard that. I've seen that one in the chat. They love their
love connection that. Names. But anyway, yeah. I'm just pissed that I wasn't on the rooftop to get a piece of the fish that was fried. So
we missed out. But yeah, I guess we can go into our special segments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
let's start with our Grey's Anatomy memes.
Our Grey's Anatomy memes.
Yes.
Well, we decided that we kind of wanted to take a throwback Thursday route mm-hmm. this time, and then we'll bring it back into recent times. So we're going to start with our favorite person, old best friend. This is Christina Yang, and you all remember this. So, like, this quote literally spoke to both Krista and I on a spiritual level, like it says, should I sleep or should I shower? I mean, I should sleep in the shower. But I'm also starving. We know how that happens. I have that conversation with myself every time, and it never fails.
Oh, I miss Christina.
I miss Christina. And then we talked about Karev's growth tonight.
Mm-hmm, it's appropriate.
Going back to Alex, do you... this one is just ridiculous. Karev makes fun of George for having syphilis, and then he was the reason that George had syphilis. Right? Like, dude, I remember when I found out he was so nonchalant about it. I was like, are you kidding me?
He was the worst.
And then this is my favorite one. For all of the DeLuca, the Mayor Luca fans out there, we found this meme that said, remember that time when Mark and Derek had a son together? This one is so perfect. He literally looks like...
I know, which I would have never put that together until where right now I'm seeing the picture and that was put in front of me.
He has the same jawline yeah, as Derek.
It's so great.
It's so attractive.
Mary's got kinda. A type then.
She does. So in this case is the only way that I'm here for DeLuca because he really does look like yeah. Derek and Mark's son. I yeah. miss them. I miss them so much.
I miss all of them.
Happy Throwback Thursday, yeah. everyone. Hopefully you enjoyed those memes. Right? See, they did.
They did.
I miss Christina so much.
I know. We do too.
She was so real.
I'm still pulling for her in the season finale or the series finale to just pop in.
I would love that.
We just need one little, her to show up just for a second and I'd be happy. Just a little wave, like FaceTimer, anything. But yeah.
Something.
Well, let's go into our Who Served the Cure segment.
Ooh. You go first.
Yes. Okay. So I, like, there wasn't a lot tonight where I was like, ooh, this one. So, but I did like the moment where Amelia and Link were talking and she was, like, word vomiting her troubles with, everything, the adoption or the baby and the drugs and like everyone being gone and her and Owen. And then he was just like, you sound like a parent. And he like went into his story about how his mom cried for 3 months and like when he went to college and he wasn't a drug addict. So it was just really cute because he listened to her. That's what's so great about Link is he's just, you can tell he listens.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that's when Amelia was like, okay. But yeah, I liked it because it was sweet. She does sound like a parent. She's worried about Betty. And yeah, it's sweet.
It is. It was very. Mm-hmm. I love that moment between them because I was like, oh my gosh, yes, you're right. And I guess if I had to pick a cure, my cure would be Alex telling Bailey, I'm going to fly back to Iowa with my mom. And you were right about everything that you said. But also when he was like, no, I didn't tell her. You told me. I look like I'm the thoughtful son.
I know. I loved that.
I loved how he brought his personality and humor into it. But I also love that he knows when to walk away. Like, I think what makes him a great chief is that he's not lost in a job.
Exactly.
He's not lost in being in control. He's not addicted to power. He's really trying to do the best that he can for the people and for the hospital. Mm-hmm. And he's still taking care of his family and home. So that's my cure. Like, I wish more of us could find that balance.
I know. I like Alex is doing great. I love him.
If you guys have a cure, go ahead and leave it in the chat room. We want to know what they are.
Yes.
I want to hear it. I want to read it.
Yes, please do.
I probably missed something. I'm pretty sure I missed something.
I know the whole like monologue by Mayor at the end with just because you can doesn't mean you should. That was good. And it went on for a bit, but
it was perfect timing because it happened right when Amelia and Link kissed.
I know. She said it as they were kissing. And he was like, oh.
I was like, yeah, you shouldn't, actually.
There it is. But yes, we also have a little news and gossip for you guys.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so I didn't know this about Grey's, is they do a lot of, I saw the number somewhere. I think it was like 15. Sorry, where did I go? I'm just getting it up here. Okay, so a teen got a chance of a lifetime when she got to visit the cast of Grey's Anatomy. She, what's wrong with her?
It's a teenager?
Yeah, it's for Make-A-Wish, which I guess Grey's has done like 15 of these they started. I was trying to find the exact number because I wanted to make it right. Oh no, this is the 18th Make-A-Wish fulfillment by the cast of Grey's Anatomy.
Wow.
Which is incredible. Yeah, and apparently this girl who's really sick, she wants to be a doctor when she gets older, and her name is Isabel. Izzy for short.
Izzy. Aww.
How cute. So she got to like go on the set. They gave her some scrubs. She got to see like an episode being filmed, so she knows spoilers. And she just said it was the best day ever. And yeah, she got to meet the whole cast. She said it was honestly a really cool experience. And yeah.
That literally just gave me like chills and
Pompeo
goosebumps.
Shared a picture, like Meredith is real life name, Ellen. She shared a picture and she's like, this was such a great day. I love being able to do this. And the fact that this girl is 17, meaning she was 2 or 3 when this show premiered, just goes to show how like new generations are falling in love with it.
I love that.
That was her Make-A-Wish to, and she wasn't even, you know, old enough to watch the premiere. But she probably saw it on Netflix and now she's following along. And I just, it's so great.
I had no idea that the show was
a part of the
Make-A-Wish Foundation.
That's how big the show that these kids want to, that's their wish to like go on set.
And even that they fulfilled 18 wishes. Like, wow.
I know, isn't that cool?
The fact that you can, like, I think maybe this is selfish, but I binge watched Grey's when it first came out. The fact that I am binge watching a show, I'm obsessed with the show for my own pleasure, and to know that this same show is doing all of this great work.
I know, it's so cool. So, yes, kudos to Grey's. We love you. But, yeah, so let's go into some predictions.
Predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yeah, you can go first.
I really don't even know what's going to happen.
I know.
I mean, so definitely going to be some drama.
Mm-hmm.
I'm predicting there's going to be some drama.
Yeah.
I want to say that there's going to be a big medical something. So either a patient's going to come in that we recognize or that pulls another heartstring. There's going to have to be some other heart-wrenching moment outside of Betty almost overdosing.
Because we're nearing the end, and that's how they like to they like to go out like that.
So my prediction is that someone's going to leave or accidentally get hurt, someone that we love and that we know, because they're going to have to spruce it up a little bit.
Yeah. Like maybe with Teddy and the baby.
Oh, no. I thought about that.
You think that's too much?
When Lizzie was going through everything and Owen kept checking on Teddy, in the back of my mind, I kept saying, what if something happens to Teddy when it's time for her to deliver the baby or et cetera? And I didn't want to allow myself to go there because I didn't want it to come true. But that might be what happens.
I could see that. I think things are going to get weird with Link and Amelia. If Owen sees that too, I think that's going to push him even more towards Teddy, which things are about to go down with him and Karasik.
It's going
to
be crazy.
Karasik wants to fight. He's going to fight for his woman.
I love who he's become.
Yeah.
because of Teddy.
Yeah, like, me too. So I feel bad for the guy. And it's also, Owen, are you really going to do this again? And also, what's Teddy going to do? Because Teddy's going to be in the middle of it, and she's very preggers, so, like, can't take that stress.
What I don't want to happen is Owen to lose his cool and try to punch Link. Ugh. And mess up his nicely chiseled chin.
Yeah, we can't.
Because then I'm going to have to go to set and start some problems because I'm not here for that.
So, yeah, it's going to, I think there's going to be some drama with the Link and Amelia because we've also got the Meredith and DeLuca side of things, and we're going to see how that unravels.
What's your prediction about their relationship?
I think they're going to take a break. I think, also, did we see her today? I don't know if they're, I, like, don't know if it's forever, but when everyone, or Avery was like, well, everyone's saying he's your boyfriend, and she was, like, not here for it. She's like, wait, what? No. Right. But I don't know if it's just because it was the first time she was hearing it out loud, but yeah, so, and I think maybe she was processing it, and she's like, oh, is he? And then that's how he reacts at the end, and she's kind of like, okay, never mind.
Well, she's like, I'll be here if you need me. So yeah. My prediction for their relationship is that it's finally going down.
We've met a roadblock with them. We'll see.
But honestly, because I want them to break up so badly, I really believe that they're not.
Yeah, because you want
because,
it.
Because, yeah, it's not going to happen.
I know they
happen.
Might work it out. I just, especially now that Link's off the table. We'll and they see. Put so much effort into it. So you think they're going to push it a little more. But it's not going to be easy. We'll see.
I can say that in this moment right now, I'm very excited.
I know.
For the next two
Me too.
Few episodes before it ends.
Me too. So yeah, guys, leave your predictions for us. Let us know what you think's going to happen. We've only got a couple left, so it's going to be fun.
I'm curious why Sebas thinks that there's going to be some Alex and DeLuca drama next week.
Alex and DeLuca?
Because of the
baby lamb?
I don't think so.
You think, I mean, it's not like it was DeLuca's fault.
Yeah, I mean, and once DeLuca caught wind that his dad was going
He
stood up and he really...
Yeah, so we'll see.
So we're going to see if your prediction comes true because I don't believe that. We have Brooke Forever predicting Meredith and Andrew finally have sex next week in one of the mood rooms. The mood rooms. Nah.
There it is.
Nah. Not going to happen. Nah.
All right.
Shouldn't have read that one.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in with us. We'll be back next week for another episode. As always, I'm your host, Krista Flengy, and you can find me all over Instagram and Twitter, well, all over social media, at Krista Flengy. Where can they find you?
And you guys can follow me on all social platforms at @hey_ it's Elay and it's Elena checking out.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.